phone Corey.
Yeah, James in, please.
I'm sorry, he's not in.
Oh, you know what? Is the cell a better way to reach him? This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Yes. Can I help you with something?
You know what? Who am I speaking with?
Rhonda. I'm the office manager.
I think we've spoken previously, Rhonda. I did the financing for the machinery. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good, good. I sent him an email. He asked me to shoot it over to him the other day, but I needed to follow up with him to make sure he got it and see where that response was back. Do you know if he'll be in the office later today or no?
Yeah, I think he will be.
Is his number the 456-0020? Is that a cell?
Say that one more time.
The 931-456-0020?
No, that is not his cell phone.
Is that his home line? Let me see if I have his cell. Give me a second. Hold on. 256-4902?
265.
265, sorry. Is that correct?
4902, yes.
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
He may be out of service. He was going to one of the quarries this morning, first thing.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. I'm trying to send him a text to tell him you're on the phone. When you get so far up, you don't have any service for, like, it's according on however long you're up there, but even when you're driving, there's about 30 minutes that you don't have any service.
Okay.
And the whole time he's up there, there's just a couple of spots. When he gets in the office, he's got some kind of boost in there. He can get service, I think, but to...
Oh, it's no rush. Let me give him a call, but if you happen to see him, you know, back later today, tell him I gave him a call, but I'm going to call his cell right now. I'll probably leave a message.
Okay, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.